How do we connect with different age groups when using online learning? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Billy Bromer, professor in the College of Education at Brunel University, looks into this question.
Students of all ages are often enrolled in online education. They can represent multiple generations, including Generation Z, Millennials, Generation X, Baby Boomers, and maybe even older learners who were born before 1945. John Ebersole first identified the term post-traditional students to differentiate learners in any of the described generations from traditional students who attend college full-time after high school. As online learning has boomed post-pandemic, and maybe even before that, we're seeing that learner preferences can vary among different generations of post-traditional students. These differences may include expectations for access to instructors, a desire for real-world application of what is being learned, and a preference to incorporate prior learning experiences. Generation Z students may be self-directed and prefer to learn by doing. Millennial students may wish to have fun while learning and get through assignments quickly. Generation X students can be micromanagers. Baby boomers like to get things just right. The variations in learner needs suggest to online instructors the importance of providing a flexible instructional framework that can facilitate the self-directedness of a Generation Z learner, as well as the preference to learn directly from an instructor that is more characteristic of a baby boomer. The variations also suggest the importance of providing an array of educational support services, such as library instruction, career advice, and precise advising to those students who need them. Online instruction is likely a permanent option with multiple generations of learners together in one course. Their needs vary, and their behavior is telling us something. It's important to listen and recognize the generational differences apparent in online students and provide the instructional adjustments that can make online learning meaningful to each learner.
That was Billy Bromer of Brunel University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.